Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right out here in our operations area on the official clock here at NHC. It's 3 o'clock Eastern, time for an update on Hurricane Dorian. So I want to start off with the satellite. The NOAA satellite's giving us an amazing view of how the power of this system. You can see the circulation and some of the deepest convection right around that eye. But look at the eye right here. You can really look into it and almost look down into the waters, but you see some of the circulations within it. It's just a very powerful storm. So we've had the hurricane hunters in here looking at the latest. Real heroes out there giving us information, both of the Air Force and NOAA. Just some of the examples of some of the information that we get. This is on the NOAA Hurricane Hunter P3 with a Doppler radar on board, really helping us with the structure, looking at the size of the eye, looking in case there's eye wall replacement. That all helps us formulate what that intensity is. And look at the track. Not much change from before. We had the change overnight where it shifted a little bit to the east, but not much change in the latest advisory for us. But look at this. About 100 miles away from the center, you can have the tropical storm force wind. So it's always so important to remember these impacts are well outside the cone when you start getting close to landfall and close to the actual storm itself. But look at this. This is what happens with time. This is really important. When these systems start to feel another change in direction, they slow down. So once we start making that right turn, it's going to slow down. That is the forecast. And that's why we have hurricane watches up. We look at the Bahamas here. Very dangerous situation, life-threatening situation for the Bahamas. That's slow. That's 8 o'clock on Sunday. This is 8 p.m. This goes into Monday, 8 a.m., and that's Tuesday. So real slow movement here. That's a long time to get the rainfall. In fact, we could get 20 to 25 inches of rain in some of these areas in the Bahamas. And also the storm surge could be 10 foot. And by the way, the waves could be on top of that as well. So relatively flat terrain, all that rain, all that storm surge, and the winds of a major hurricane that entire time over some of the islands. So very life-threatening situation. So definitely listen to those local officials. Be real careful and take the steps to protect yourself. And as we go on in time, here's what happens. We turn to the north, still a major hurricane, and then approach the Carolinas. This is Wednesday at 8 a.m., and this is on Thursday at 8 a.m. So we got a long way to go with this storm. So it's not over yet by any means. A couple things can happen. If it turns a little early, we could be on the right side of this cone. If it turns a little late, which happens when we slow down, some interesting things happen when you slow it down to 2 miles an hour. Little wobbles can really make a difference. If that happens, we could be a little left of our track, bringing this closer to the Florida coastline. So either way, we got to really pay attention to this. Even though it looks like the track's going to be offshore, we got to pay attention. Could be some impacts. Rain, storm surge, all the way from the Florida coast up into the Carolinas. This has been Ken Graham at the National Hurricane Center.